Hello, I'm Sherry Truler with Red Apple Auctions. I want to thank you for joining me, where today we're going to be talking about portrait photography and why I think that works so well at your next fundraising auction. Now, this is where we are offering portrait photography on site, and I've had this, probably 3 or 4 of my auctions this past year incorporated it into their particular silent auction. It works really well at events where you have coworkers attending. So for instance, maybe you've got a corporate foundation. It's a for-profit entity, but you've got a nonprofit component, got lots of employees going to the gala. That would be a good place. Hospital foundations works really well there. Community college foundations works well there. Again, you've got a lot of coworkers who are attending the event. Guests look spiffy, right? Everybody's going to go home with a nice remembrance of the evening. It's a photograph, usually 4x6 in a black paper frame. And it's nice because if those photographs show up later on the company intranet, at least everybody looks good. So I think that first let me explain a little bit what I'm talking about here and what I'm not. This is what I'm talking about when I say portrait photography. This is a basic blue background. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast, you can imagine this. You know, we're not talking about a themed background. This is a basic blue, beige, white, black, that sort of a background. Versus, say, this background, which was a Venetian background, right? It looks like you're somewhere else. Or I've seen it, you know, Las Vegas background or a sports arena background. Those are more for themed events. That's fine, but that's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about portrait photography. Now, with this, the reason I like this portrait photography so well is really 4 reasons. First, your coworkers. Everybody can get together and get their photo taken, right? So if it's a department, they can get their group taken together. If it's a smaller group of coworkers, they can get their group photo taken together. It's a better bonding experience, I think. It's a nice touch. Secondly, the traditional background is just a lot more professional than, say, a Las Vegas background. Which is an auction that I worked this past weekend. They had a Las Vegas theme. So I just think that that plain background is going to be better for you, particularly, and this leads to my third point here, the photos allow for flexibility. If you've got a nice plain background, maybe you could put that in your company newsletter and not, you know, make it look nice. Or maybe if you are even having a proposal and you wanted to say, hey, in the proposal, here are some of the members of our customer service team that you can expect to be taking care of you once you sign on the dotted line. Something like that. But everybody looks good. And I think, you know, we probably have all known those people that we know on a day-by-day basis. And then, like, you meet them when they're dressed up and all fixed up with their hair and makeup. And you're like, whoa, you look stunning. I didn't know. You clean up really well. Not that you'd say that, but I mean, that's your thought. It's like, my God, look at how fabulous this person looks. Well, that's kind of what you would hope would show up in these photographs, right? You want people to look really nice. And so that's one of the advantages of the flexibility that these allow for. And also, you know, it can be used for business cards. It could be used for an external company website. It could be used for personal holiday cards. You know, if I'm an individual or maybe I'm going with my husband and I want to get our photo taken together, I can do that and I can use that photograph in other places on our personal Christmas cards if I want to. And if it had a Las Vegas background, I might not be doing that so much. So it just allows for more flexibility in that way as well. Now, traditionally, the photo station is set up near the silent auction area, right when people walk in. The photographers are pretty good about grouping people together, getting them to stand in the right way. Here you can see a photographer, and she's looking at the monitor, making sure everybody is where they need to be before they snap that photograph. And then I just mentioned over here, too, the photos are usually handed out at the end of the night, but sometimes they are mailed. I visited with one photographer, and his wife said, oh no, we mail ours. I said, you mail them? Why don't you just give them out at the end of the night? And she says, well, he touches everybody up, and so they are so excited to get those photographs because they don't, you know, realize they've been photoshopped, but they had been. So everybody looks better than the photos than what they really are. That's kind of funny. So that's why I like this type of entertainment in your silent auction, is because it does allow for a lot of flexibility, especially if you've got a lot of coworkers attending. So for other good stuff that is free, you can head on over to my website. That's at redappleauctions.com, where I've got my What Sold Like a Gem in 2010, the top 100 items I sold for over value last year. It's wonderful for your auction procurement meetings. I know you'll get a lot of ideas out of it. It's totally free. Head on over to the website and it'll pop up right there and ask you if you want to get it, and it is yours. I'm Sherry with Red Apple Auctions. Thank you for watching, and as always, good luck to you and your charity auction.